with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, happy holidays to you and yours. If you're still doing some shopping, there's some great last-minute deals out there at the meat market next to you, because they've got all kind of packaged smoked meats, cured meats, and guess what? Those make awesome, awesome stocking stuffers. So we're lucky enough to have one of those guys in the studio with us right now, a gentleman by the name of Caleb Robbins. He owns the Meat Shack on M57 in Greenville. If you're in Montcalm County, he should be your local meat man.
And far be it from me to correct Randy, but he meant to say Merry Christmas.
What did I say? Oh, Happy Holidays?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right.
Sound like a Hallmark commercial.
Right. Yeah, I'm used to it. I'm desensitized.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to bring you back. Right. Greenville, cool town, cool story. When I was a kid up north, my buddy's brother-in-law was an airplane mechanic, and he had to work on a DC-3 at that airport. That was the first time I ever went to Greenville. I'm like, oh.
That's cool.
Got to taxi a DC-3.
Yeah. There you go. Good. So, yeah. So Caleb, top three things that blow off the shelves in your meat market when somebody comes in, and if you got a signature item, you got something that you do sides, sauces, cheeses. What?
So,
tell me about it.
So as far as our products, you know, we sell a lot of meat sticks and jerkies that I brought you guys some here to try, and a good assortment. We sell a lot of brats. That, more than anything, probably keeps us in business.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
During the summer when things are really booming, we probably have 45 or so different varieties of brats.
Really?
And like I said, it's not a big building, so we really have to move product in order to pull that off.
So if you could say, you know, this is the brat that sells most in my shop, what would that be? What comes to mind?
So we like to do as much community as we can. Well, by community, I mean we want to partner with people. And we do a Flat River beer brat that is just the best.
I thought he was going to say Calvinator.
Right, yeah. But Flat River.
Flat River Brewing Company there, okay. On the truck route. Yep.
Right, yeah. Very cool.
Where is that?
Right on the truck route. Right on the old truck route.
Oh, really?
Greenville there. Mm. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. So that's awesome. Then, so you got chickens. Do you sell like the I call them the fringe meats, like lamb and things like that. Are you carrying any of that or just not so much?
So we're service oriented. So when somebody calls and asks for something, if at all practical, we try to help people out. So we have got lamb in before. In fact, I ordered a whole lamb for a gentleman one time. You know, so if we can get it and it's going to make my customer happy, we're going to definitely do our best to do that.
Yeah.
It's not always practical. We can't always pull it off for people.
Well, you got storage things to deal with, too.
Exactly. You only have so much room, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I can't sit on a bunch of product if you don't want it. So.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's the beauty of what you got going on there, because if somebody comes in and asks for it, given enough time, you'll do everything you can to get it.
Oh, yeah.
And you aren't going to get that at a big box store. It's here's what's in my case, take it or leave it. And I think that's one of the true benefits of working with your local butcher, is that, you know, Bob and I cook a lot of meat. You know, that's what this kind of our kind of thing is all about. There's sides. We touch on those one every 10 times we talk about cooking meat. And we have to have a butcher, because some of the stuff that we want to do, I'm going to go down a little side road here, but there's a thing called a pig wing, which is the shank between the elbow and the hoof on the front of a hog, and I wanted to try to find them. Well, I couldn't, and it's a specialty item, because there's a lot of cutting that has to go on that front shoulder before you get to that. But you know, I before we met you, Sobey, I went over and talked to Tim Sobey, and he walked me through it, and he's like, I can get them for you, but you're not going to want to pay for them when I get them, because I got to buy so much other stuff that is specialty stuff, and that other than the shoulder of that hog, he said, you know, you might be better off just trying to find them online or something, have somebody ship them to you. But so then I do that, and all I can find is already cooked, and I wanted them raw. So I think that's a benefit of a butcher as well, is you walk people through, is I got this crazy idea, and it's like, well, I can do that, but you're going to end up paying $30 a pound what you can get $1.50 a pound, and it's a lot better up on the shoulder of the hog than it is down on the leg.
And I can tell you that you also could check, no matter where you're at, is with processors. Like out by me, it's Jones's Meats.
Yep.
Up by Caleb, there's a fellow there called Sage, and okay. He was an old friend of mine. He processes a lot of animals.
Right.
It probably got a butcher count or two, but for the most part, you're going there to pick up your hog or your cow.
Right.
And he's done several hogs for me, and a guy like that could get you anything like that in a heartbeat.
Right. Yep. So there again, but the average person like me isn't going to go to a processor and think about that. We're going to Caleb's Market, mm-hmm. and that's what I want to say is, people come in and they ask for stuff, but I think that's part of what a butcher does is say, yep, I can do it, but you really don't want to do it, and here's why. And I'm like, okay, I get it. And, you know, it was a novelty thing. I saw something come through
on my phone.
So
what was the takeaway after a five-minute discussion about a pig wing?
My takeaway is
was it good?
Well,
no,
I didn't eat it. I didn't buy it. Because he discouraged me because he said, I can't get it for you. You go online, and all I could find online was cooked, and I want to cook it, right?
We get absolutely. We get a lot of that. You know, the cooking channel is amazing, but right. It also creates some challenges for a guy.
I can get you ostrich.
Yeah. Right,
you may not like the price.
Actually, they're grown right south of you.
Really?
Yeah, there's an ostrich farm. Guy I know does side rooms or sun rooms and stuff. They grow ostriches, and he makes jerky out of it that's amazing.
I'll bet it's great.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sidebar.
Tastes like chicken?
No, it's really weird. The texture is like something I got in a Chinese restaurant once. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Oh, that's
that one
good.
In Lowell that they shut down about eight times.
Yeah. Right.
So speaking of sides, we're going to do some cool sides in the next segment. So don't give up on us. We're actually going to hit some substance on something you can use for Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
So what is a big Christmas meat in your shop, Caleb?
Oh, Our prime ribs, we sell a ton of that, you know.
How much a pound is that going to be this year?
You know, right now, I was able to pre-order early to get, you know, some product in, and I was actually, by ordering it early and then having it shipped at a later date, I'm right there where I was last year at $12.99 a pound, you know. But when you buy that from me, you're getting the service that comes with it, you know. It's not just pre-cut stuff that's netted and thrown in a case that you just go try to pick through and get
right.
what you need, you know.
So do you take the bone off if they want and truss it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, presentation is key, and a lot of people want those bones on there, but you don't want to fight around them and stuff, try to cut them off yourself. So we'll take care of you. We'll cut them off.
I'll cut them off myself, or I'll have you do it, and then I'll cut the ribs up into individual ribs and smoke those alongside the roast because it's just a treat.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so much better if they're on their own. You manage to caramelize that fat and reduce a bunch of fat, and then your roast gets evenly seasoned and barked.
Oh yeah,
and my wife
into
does
meat
them,
candy.
And I don't do them on the smoker. My wife does the prime rib in our house because that's her thing, and she uses the recipe we have on our website. It's what's that restaurant? Went out of
Duba's.
Business. Yeah, it's the Duba's restaurant.
Right,
the Duba's recipe. I mean, and it's fantastic.
So quick technical question on that. There's a couple ways to do this when you're roasting it, but do you like run it at 500, isn't that the reverse sear that they call it? And run it like 500 degrees for the first 10, 15, 20 minutes. And then slow it down and bring it to temperature so you get that bark on the outside from the get-go.
If you're using an oven, yeah.
Right. And like you said, your wife uses the oven. And to me, that's my favorite way to do it. It's not the right or the wrong way, but it's my favorite way to do it because you get that you're not trying to get smoke in the oven. You're trying to get texture and doneness.
Right.
Right.
And
so,
with this Duba's recipe, it's got flour in it and stuff anyway. So I'm thinking if you tried smoking it, you'd just have smoky crust.
Gummy mess.
It's not going to penetrate the meat.
Right. Yep. So this way it gets it crisp on the outside, ratchet your oven down, and then bring it up to your 130 internal temperature and let it rest for, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes on a board, and then you start slicing it for the family. That's where those bones off are benefit.
Make sure you know who's eating and what they want it done to because you're going to probe the center of it, and then you're going to rest it. It's going to keep cooking.
Right.
But Caleb, I know it's Saturday morning and you got
all right. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all of you. Get out and buy the grill or something from the Grilling Guys website. Lots of links there. Stick with us. We'll be back.